Welcome to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome you to my live call-in radio show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. If you would like to speak to me this evening, you can call me at 1-877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. You can also visit www.bbsradio.com, and if you forget the number or anything. Tonight we've got a lot of interesting things to talk about. First of all, we have a Mercury retrograde cycle, and you know, as usual, I get a little anal about some of these planets and their cycles, so I thought we'd tear it apart a little bit, if you don't mind. So what exactly is a retrograde, anyways? A retrograde, a lot of people think that it's the planet actually moving backwards in the skies, and that's not really what's happening. What is happening, though, is a phenomenon where the planet is actually moving further away from the Earth. So it appears to be moving backwards from our perspective. It does give the energy of almost the antithesis or the opposite effect of the planet's natural abilities. So Mercury retrograde in the sign of Gemini, of course, this is a powerful and very strong placement, Mercury in its own sign of Gemini, but when it's retrograde, of course, it's going to be subdued. And Venus, when she's retrograde, is going to give off the energy of almost a Mars-like. How do we know this? Well, because the physicists out there can measure the energy and see the light rays that are reflected when the planet is going direct and when it appears to be retrograde. So they've measured this, and they've come up with these calculations that when such a planet like Venus is going retrograde, it actually gives off a red light vibration. When it's direct, it gives off its natural color of violet. So we can then assume that when a planet is retrograde, it's giving off almost the opposite effect of when it's in its pure direct motion. I know that sounds a little bit technical, but hey, you have to learn astrology, and it can't always be fun. Sometimes it has to get a little technical. So if you want to know where Mercury is in your chart, it's like a little cross with a circle on top and a hat. You can always go to my website, www.terrynazon.com, and get your free natal birth chart and find out, were you born under a Mercury retrograde or were you born under Mercury direct? Now, it's neither one way or the other to be born under a Mercury retrograde or Mercury direct. Still, you're going to be intelligent, and you can see from me, I'm born under Mercury retrograde, and still I'm as talkative as ever. So it's just maybe in the planets when you were born, that's what you were meant to be like. So everything is supposed to be the way it's supposed to be, if you understand my words. So we have Mercury retrograde right now until June 19th. Now, this time period in June is going to be very powerful. June 19th, Mercury goes direct. And we also have a full moon on June 20th in the sign of June 18th in the sign of Sagittarius. And guess where? On the galactic center. And guess what this is? June 20th is the summer solstice. Now, I know you all have heard a lot about solstices, solstice this, solstice that, and well, it's supposed to be something, but what is it? Lining up with the galactic center, which is our center of the universe, which is where all of the energy, and when I say energy, I'm not saying a thought process. I mean real proton, neutron, electron, energy, electromagnetic energy that is straight aligned to come to us that we can use that is powerful. So we're not just talking about some hairy, fairy energy. No, this is real energy. And of course, we're not scientists, so we don't know what the energy is, but it's powerful radiation energy that is we are lined up to receive. So that's why you see a lot of people going to Stonehenge or going to, South America, to the Incan or Mayan temples for these solstices, it's to get some of this energy. But now that you know, you can get this energy wherever you are. So the solstice is on the 20th. It's with the full moon. Mercury goes direct. You can see how powerful this is already. And we're lined up with the galactic center, which is at 27 degrees Sagittarius. And now you know that you can now be open to, be attuned to, receiving some of this radiation energy. And again, it's not going to be radiation energy that's going to hurt you. It's going to enlighten you, it's going to empower you, and it's going to do all kinds of good things for you. So the solstices are very important now, the summer solstice, the winter solstice, only because they align us straight up with our galactic center. We can really tune into that energy and make it a part of our lives, and we can really benefit from it. So now you know why the solstices are so powerful. And so you'll be more attuned to them on June 20th, the summer solstice, and you can partake of that electromagnetic energy that is coming to the planet Earth. And you don't have to sunbathe in it. You just need to be attuned that it's there and be open to receiving it. And it's supposed to help, like, with spiritual consciousness, spiritual growth, because isn't that why we're all here, is to grow spiritually. And so that is, you know, the importance of those solstices. Now, if you've been to my website, you know that recently I started talking about the Mayan prophecy of 2012. And that's because I began to get a lot of inquiries. And I think it's important if we start now to think about it, what does it mean, and how important is it going to be. Now, the Mayans were not only the only people who had predicted this time period. This was in the calendars from Asia, some European, the I Ching, the Hindu Yuga. So this was not so much out of the ordinary, but I think that the Mayans did get, you know, take the benefit and got the press for it. So Mayan 2012, they didn't necessarily predict the end of the earth. They said that the gods were actually coming down to the earth. And this is going to be a great galactic alignment, again, with that 27-degree Sagittarius. That's an alignment there, and it is the winter solstice, December 21st, 2012. And so that's going to be very important. So it's really, really, really important that you get your birth chart, and you can go to my website, www.terrynazon.com, and get your free natal birth chart. Look it over for any number that you see at 27 degrees anything, but especially at 27 degrees Sagittarius, because this is a galactic center. And, you know, and of course, people with planets or points or elliptics or north and south nodes lined up at 27 degrees are very important to this universe and are the first, of course, who are going to receive the call, you know, to be major players in the spiritual game or have something to impart, some knowledge to impart to other people. Again, our lines are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. If you'd like to speak to me this evening or if you have a question about that great Mayan prophecy of 2012, give me a call. I'm happy to talk to you. Or if you would even like to know, hey, Terry, what do I have at 27 degrees Sagittarius? And what is my role going to be in this great galactic alignment? And what should you start doing? Should you start being more spiritual? But more importantly, have you already begun to receive a calling to be more spiritual? Are you already receiving messages? Are you already getting a big influx of energy? So I think that that's more importantly what's being done right now, especially because we have Pluto backing up to almost 27 degrees Sagittarius again. And, you know, since last year, Pluto was at 27 degrees, which is our galactic center, the center of our Milky Way, a big black hole. And last year, 27 degrees, Pluto was there. Pluto's almost backing up again, going to go retrograde into the sign of Sagittarius and will back up all the way back to almost 27, 28 degrees to that galactic center. And certainly Pluto is the planet that rules spiritual transformation. And I know that a lot of people born who are baby boomers, born from 1957 on, have Pluto in Virgo. And so I know that a lot of you can testify as Saturn is in Virgo and it's been transiting your Pluto, that you've learned tremendous amounts. You probably have grown by leaps and bounds spiritually, and you've already begun to spiritually transform, okay? So that is Pluto, you know, taking the first step, Saturn taking the first step, and that's the dance of the heavens. So nothing works by itself. The whole star system works for one goal, and that's for growth, for spiritual transformation, for love, for kindness. Now, it is said by the Mayans and by the Hindus in their yuga system that we right now are in an age of deception and delusion, okay? And that when this 2012 occurs, or beginning before it, that this will be the end to, the beginning of the end to that state, that time period of deception and delusion. And so from that point on, we would begin to move into, hopefully, a more spiritual and peaceful era. So I don't know that it's that the Mayans actually predicted, you know, the end of our Earth, but they certainly said it was a time of the ending of a cycle, all right, and the ending of a cycle of delusion and deception to a cycle of peace, maybe of self-government. But in order for us to get there, I'm sure there's going to be some disruption, okay, because with the planets, the way that they're looking in 2012 with Uranus as it enters Aries, the last time Uranus transited Aries was 1927 to 1935, which we all know is the Great Depression, and Arch Crawford and many other astrologers have predicted a worldwide depression unlike any that we've ever seen. Neptune will enter Pisces, which is its own sign, and the last time that Neptune was in Pisces was 1847 and 1862, and this was the time of the French Revolution, okay? Pluto in Capricorn, well, the last time Pluto was in Capricorn, we had the American Revolution, 1762 to 1777. So these planets are all pretty much aligning, and that is in addition to this great solstice that we're going to be experiencing on December 21st, 2012. Venus is going to play an important role in that she will make a rare planetary loop over the disk of the sun. Now, the whole problem with that is that Venus is surrounded by clouds and she gets very close to the sun. And so some people said, oh, well, she's going to just explode. She's going to light a fire and just explode. Well, that's to be seen. But like I said, we do have a lot coming up here, and I know that you guys are going to need a lot of guidance. But we have a call. Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Who is this?
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria. What's your date of birth?
3/29/65.
And have you heard anything about this 2012 from the Mayan prophecy?
Well, I've heard about the 2012, but not so much of what you're speaking of. But I heard, you know, that it was going to be at the end of the world and doomsday.
Yeah, but you know, if we really thought it was going to be the end of the world, you know we'd be out partying, right?
Right.
We'd party like it was 1995 with Prince, right?
Right, you got that right.
So how can I help you this evening?
Yeah, I just have a question. We're going through a transition at work,
uh-huh.
And there's a new employer coming in to take over the company that we have now.
Oh.
And I just want to know if they were going to hire me on.
Are you temp?
No, I'm full-time, but the old company's gone out and a new company's coming in.
Okay, so you don't know if you're going to have a permanent position there?
Right, right.
Well, what I'm seeing here, your Mars is at 11 degrees Virgo and your Saturn is at 11 degrees Virgo. And it looks to me that you are going to have a job, I would say, through September. When are they taking over?
In July.
Okay. You know what? I would say to you that they're going to keep you on through July and August. However, once September comes along and Saturn transits your Mars and your Saturn, and also you have the North Node that's going to be in an aspect with your, let me see, what was I looking at? With your Neptune. See, that's, they're going to not say anything to you, but I have a feeling that they could keep you on for a few months. But also, I'm seeing, like, if they did let you go, they'd give you some kind of severance.
You know why they would let me go? Or?
I feel like they just might let go of people just to save money.
Yeah, that sounds
all
like
right?
that.
But I'm also feeling that perhaps what I'm seeing here is that you know, your job is safe through July and August, but then I feel like there's some kind of, like, time in September that you're not quite sure. Almost like if they're going to, you know, look everybody over again, or, you know, they may say, you know, you have to reapply, or, you know, some kind of surprise is coming up there. So I have to prepare you for what I see, because
right.
the North and South Node is going to be squaring your Neptune, and I don't want to leave you in a hopeful situation, all right?
Okay.
So that if you had the opportunity to, let's say, look for another job, you don't want to be looking for another job when 300 other people in your city or your town are looking for another job, correct?
Right, exactly.
So I would say that, you know, perhaps you should try to line something up, not right now, but I would say definitely over the summer, feel the situation out. But I have a feeling there's going to be a curveball thrown there right in September. But
right,
I do feel they'll give you a couple months' pay.
Right. What about the rest of the year? Do you think it would go good if I had another job? Or?
Well, it's almost, you know, I always say that, you know, universe kind of like pushes us out the nest sometime when it's our time to go.
Right.
All right? So it could even be that this is, you know, you've been there how long?
Over 5 years.
Okay. And probably you've learned as much as you need to learn in your experience there, correct?
Right. Right.
And I feel like this, too, is that you are a person where, you know, perhaps even if you get new owners there and they're not as good as the last owners, you might not be able to handle it, all right?
Right.
So
right.
I feel with somebody, I think that you will be banking on your experience, and I do feel that you would be getting another job, absolutely.
Oh, wonderful.
All right?
I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, a celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I just want to all welcome you to my my show. Today we're talking about lots of interesting things out there, and if you'd like to give me a call, our lines are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And we are talking about a lot of very interesting things coming up. First of all, in the month of June, we have, of course, we start the month with Mercury retrograde, and we end the month around the 19th and the 20th with Mercury going direct with the full moon and the summer solstice. And like I was saying to you, that this is a great time to align yourself to the magnetic energy of the summer solstice and, you know, and kind of like feel the vibe. Hi, this is Terry. We have another caller on the line.
Yeah, hi, Terry. This is Priya.
Hi, Priya. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm fine. What have you heard about the Mayan Prophecy 2012?
Oh, it was really interesting to see it on your website because just a couple weeks, and I've just totally been into it. I think I got started because of Barbara Hancock Close Works.
Uh-huh.
You know, and just caught my attention, the whole thing, and it's very intriguing to me right now.
So, you know, were you aware that on the solstices, that's actually when our planet aligns for to we're directly in line with the equator of the Milky Way, and that we are that's the optimal time to receive all the influx of good energy. And we have one coming up here, the summer solstice, on June 20th. I know,
you know,
we hear a lot
aware.
About people going to Stonehenge and, you know, but we never really think about that ourselves to really kind of attune ourselves now to maybe get in some of that good energy ourselves, right?
Yes. Yes, I totally wasn't aware of how potent the solstice points were, so something to definitely watch out for, you know, for myself.
Exactly, yeah. Because we are directly in line with the galactic center, that big, huge black hole, which apparently is throwing out tons of radiation that feeds our planet.
Powerful stuff.
Powerful. So what's your date of birth?
October 1st, 1973.
All right, and how can I help you this evening?
Terry, I was wondering, you know, when you mentioned the 27-degree point, just how it kind of applies, you know, and kind of might play.
You are right on target, Priya. You're fast, because I say everyone should find out immediately what they have at 27 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, without hesitation. It's so important that... that it's like beyond belief to me. Now, you don't really, unless I have to, I don't think I've done your chart. Have I done your chart on my website?
You know, I believe you have, yes. And I've kind of got my own chart here as well.
Do we have your full name there, or just Priya?
You know, I believe it was under Priya.
Okay, let me look, because... I'm not seeing that you have any planets there, but that does not even count, okay?
Okay.
Let me see, October 1st or 5th?
October 1st, 1973. And Priya spelled P-R-I-Y-A.
Yeah, okay. Did you say 1 or 5? October 1st?
October the 1st, 1.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I got you. All right, so here's what I'm seeing, Priya, with your chart, is that your north and south node come within 4 degrees of that 27 degree, the galactic center, all right? So that does tell me that you are in line to receive this energy. Your Mercury is at 27 degrees Libra, and so it is sextile the galactic center, all right? In fact, you know, I always tell people this, is that, you know, your birth time you gave is 12:03, but you know, I know that nurses, that's the last thing that they're recording. They're doing the paperwork after the birth, you know? So.
Yeah, it was, actually we got that a little wrong, it's 12:15, but I guess, you know, you're still, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, like I say, your Mercury is in line, so I would say that you definitely have, an opportunity here for tremendous growth. Of course, relationships, because it's Libra, and it looks to me like the galactic center is very close to your north node, which is almost at your descendant line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'd say that, yes, you are going to be affected by this, and you probably are going to receive a good deal of influx of good knowledge and new direction in your life.
Because, you know, from a different chart, which I did for myself on astro.com, it also shows the moon at 27 degrees in Scorpio.
Right.
So,
and that would be parallel to the 27 degrees, galactic center, right?
Okay, right.
So that would be a parallel, and so a parallel is potent in and of itself, okay?
Okay.
What I like is, you know, I'm more like going to go for the fluff, you know, so the sextile is what catches my eye.
Okay.
But again, your moon is in your fifth house of love and romance, and isn't that what I said anyway? I said
yes,
that
I
could be love and romance children, because it's the fourth and fifth house, gestation, children, fifth. You understand?
Yes, I do.
So
what is the best way to use this, would you recommend, Terry?
You know what? I would say that to keep yourself as open as possible, and try to realize that you are more of a divine being than just a regular Neanderthal person. You are a divine instrument,
mm-hmm.
you know? and just try to conduct yourself as spiritually as possible. And
okay.
I think just by having that intention, universe will recognize that and use you in whatever way they need to.
Okay.
And bring in the energy and bring down good things to you, of course.
Okay.
All right.
Well, very thankful. Very, very helpful, Terry. So I appreciate this.
You're welcome, darling. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazan Talks Astrology. Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Nazan. And we're talking astrology this evening. However, if you do want to talk to me, you can dial in at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And we're talking about solstices. We're talking about the Mayan prophecy of 2012. And another interesting point to remember is that, you know, it just doesn't happen like boom, December 21st to 2012, kaboom, and that's it. No, no, no. That is actually, we're culminating right now to the end of a cycle. And this is a very similar cycle of what happened, a harmonic convergence that happened in 1987. And so that was a harmonic conversion, but also, if you remember, 1987 also held that very difficult financial period called Black Monday when the stock market fell apart. So this one, this whole cycle, we're in it right now. I know you can feel the energy. Gas prices are way up. Nobody has any money, and everybody's suffering. This actually starts. It's starting right now. You're going to feel the energy, and it starts right around that Democratic primary in August with an eclipse. And the eclipse is in the sign of Aquarius, okay? So somewhere in between that eclipse and October is where this predicted financial bottom or bust or depression or whatever, when the markets fall apart, this is where it's predicted between late August or early August and October. Now, the real doomsday people, and you know I'm not one of them, is they don't even know if the Democratic primary is going to take place. They predict some other happening right in the beginning of August. But, you know, I don't necessarily, you know, go along with all that stuff, but I certainly feel that it's going to get more tense because, of course, these planets right now, the way they are, you know, Saturn in Virgo, Mars in Virgo, makes us tense. It makes us nervous. It makes us tense. We've got all this Capricorn, Saturn, you know, Earth energy. And while you might think that that is for great for wealth and blah, 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 it is not. It makes people nervous and tense. It can make you want to succeed, but in a very nervous and tense sort of way. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Terry. How are you? It's Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. How are you?
I'm doing better. I'm doing much better. Yes, I was.
Have you heard about the Mayan prophecy of 2012?
Yes, actually, I have. And
what do you think is going to happen?
I had watched a documentary last year, about a year ago, on the History Channel.
Uh-huh.
And we had watched it, and we were in awe and amazement and scared and just very, very tense about it. And
right.
We saw
right.
all the details.
And you got to realize it's only 4 years away.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think why, you know, some of these prophecies are made is because as a collective whole and a positive consciousness, we have it in our power to change events just from, you know, like the old stuff, just turning our backs on bad and just you know, being a decent, wonderful people again.
Yeah.
Okay, give me your date of birth.
3/6/78.
All right, and how can I help you?
I was also wondering how the 2012.
Good idea.
I don't even know.
Right. Yes,
yeah.
I think, like I said, you have your chart, and
yes.
And I definitely want to encourage everyone to get their chart to see what do you have at 27 degrees Sagittarius, of course, and you know, just like Priya, who just called us. she had her north and south node right where you do, and your Venus is at 26 Pisces.
Yes.
Well, you know that anyway, of course, with those Pisces planets, you know that, you know, you're a sweetheart, and your Jupiter is squaring your Venus, and it's in Gemini, so you've got, you're going to have a T-square with that, with the galactic center. Now, ordinarily, I would say, oh boy, she's going to have a real problem being spiritual, but I don't, not here. That's not the case because it's the planet Jupiter and it's the beautiful planet Venus.
Oh, awesome.
So the, anytime Jupiter and Venus are squaring, opposing, they could be miles away from each other, it's still good.
So that's
all
good,
right?
In relationships.
So I would say
love.
That you probably are going to really get an influx of spiritual growth where you have to put everything aside just to study or to do something spiritual.
Yes.
I would even go as far as to say that you will maybe end up in some spiritual career.
Really?
Yep.
That's what my second question was too. I was wondering about my career direction.
Wow.
And yeah, because I'm very spiritual as it is. I'm a Pisces.
Yes.
And for the past 2 years, I really have been more in tune with the actual the elements and the consciousness.
You know, your Saturn is trining the galactic center. Your Jupiter is opposing the galactic center. Your Venus is squaring. So I would say there's, you know, if you haven't gotten it yet, what you're supposed to be doing, it's definitely something to be meditating about, because I feel you could definitely have a wonderful career helping other people and doing something very spiritual, very high level.
Oh, phenomenal.
But, you know, sometimes you have to really, you have to really meditate, because, you know, Saturn's still in your 12th house, you know, as we spoke about before, and is crossing your ascendant. It won't quite be crossed the ascendant until July.
Yeah.
All right, so you'll probably get a good interest in something after that point about, you know, do you want to be a psychic? Do you want to study astrology?
What I'm wondering. I'm wondering whether there's so many spiritual institutes.
There's so many different, you know what, and even they say in 2012 that we're all going to be communicating with telepathy.
Oh, fantastic.
Right?
Yeah.
So that'll lower the phone bills.
And you know, Terry, it's so weird.
I'm still charging, you guys.
I feel like my third eye is open, especially for the past few days. And
I've been hearing that from a lot of people.
Really?
A lot of people who have been getting like a buzzing, you know, and feeling, you know, people who weren't psychic, and all of a sudden they feel like their third eye is opening.
Really?
Yeah.
Especially since I think Mercury's in retrograde, communications have been down, but I noticed that if you really channel, I'm starting to learn how to really channel my own efforts. I used to think that, you know, I didn't have it, but I know I do, and it's learning how to control it and manifest it into the way that it works in a healthy manner and not a destructive form or something that is very healing and helping to others as well.
Well, you know what? In your case, it's going to be that you need to be, you need to get rid of anybody in your life who's not making you feel 100% positive about yourself. Because you know what? Even in the Mayan prophecy of 2012, they give an example about how there's this, like, they had a little play between the gods and whatever, and that, you know, there are the spiritual people, and that there would be, like, egotistical people who are really evil, who can't get close to spirit or can't get close to God, and they're really jealous of other people who can't,
so
they try to kill them.
And it's so sad, because I'm wondering if they have potential to harm me in any kind of way. And you know,
so I'm saying that, you know what, like I was saying to Priya, you have to begin by seeing yourself not in this flesh and blood, but as a divine being, because part of the prophecy of 2012 is that we would all be connecting with our divine counterpart, our divine self. All right, so you have to see yourself as a divine being who's just here on earth making a trip.
That's what I feel. I feel like I'm on a pilgrimage, a journey,
exactly.
A spiritual quest. And
right.
Every day it's more powerful in every moment. And
so you can't let, you know, other people tell you, Natasha, you're this, you're that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't do that because that would actually go against your divine self or your soul. So you have to see yourself as divine, see yourself with a purpose.
Always.
And I feel like, you know, after July when Saturn crosses your ascendant, then I think that you'll get the message as to what direction you're supposed to take.
And I guess, like, with the direction that I should take, with finding my mentors and my teachers and...
Exactly.
I'll be led in the right direction always, right?
Absolutely.
I feel so.
Of course you will.
Oh, Terry, thank you so much. This is so much better, too.
thank you for calling, darling. You have a good evening.
Thanks. Talk to you soon. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome you to my live call-in radio show. This is your opportunity to call in and speak to me. Our lines are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. That's 877-876-5227, 888-815-9726. And we're here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific time on the BBS radio networks, and we're happy to be here. Again, we are coming into such a strong cycle. We've got so many things to look forward to in the month of June. We've got the summer solstice, which is a great influx of energy that you can also tune into and you can be a part of. It's spiritual energy. It's not like, it's going to be pennies from heaven, but it is a great deal of spiritual energy to help you on your spiritual journey. And if you've been reading my websites at www.terrynazon.com, you have seen that I've begun speaking about the main prophecy of 2012. And we have another caller on the line. Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's your date of birth?
January 17th, 1943.
And how do you feel about that prophecy of 2012?
Well, from what I've read in different sites and books, I feel that it's going to be a different way of thinking. Regardless of your religion, your race, your country, we're all going to kind of have a shift in the way we believe.
Absolutely, and that's exactly, you hit it right there. So you've been doing your homework, and that there is going to be like this global shift in the way we think. And, just like there was in 1987, that was like the beginning of the New Age movement. This
right.
is going to be another wave. So how can I help you this evening?
Well, actually, it's more my son. Could you...
What is his date of birth?
July 26, 1965.
Okay. And what's his first name?
Marcus.
And does he know you're asking about him?
No, he doesn't. I'm kind of worried.
Okay.
I'm kind of worried about him right now.
A little psychic spying by a mom. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So
if it's mom, it's permissible.
Okay, by mom, it's permissible. Okay. Well, he's a 3-degree Leo, and of course, he looks to me like he's a bit on the stubborn side. I feel like he's very hurt. Has he had a breakup or a divorce?
Well, he met a girl on the Internet, and they've been going back and forth for... He did get divorced 2 years ago, met somebody on the Internet, and apparently she's never materialized, but she's been telling him, I'm going to meet you, and...
Oh.
I think that person was using him, and I hope...
Well, you know what? What I'm seeing here is that he's already getting the message.
Okay.
All right? And I already see that, he is already questioning, and perhaps he's even begun to pull back a little bit from maybe communicating so much with this person.
Uh-huh.
I really feel it's probably going to be over between August and September. But, sometimes love affairs like this, they don't, just come to a complete stop. They wear down, you know what I mean?
It's all been telephone and Internet and...
So I feel between August and September, even though I feel like now there's already been a lot of disillusionment and pain here.
Uh-huh.
So, I think he's getting it. I really think he's getting it.
Well, that's I told him I'm very worried about his emotional health. And I just wish he'd get back with his wife and get remarried and be happy.
I don't see him going back to his wife, though.
Okay.
what
right?
he did.
I don't
wife.
Think he's going to go back to her. But you know what? I feel that there's going to be another stronger relationship, but it's probably going to be January, February of 2009.
Well, that's something. That's hope. I'll let him
yeah.
know.
Yeah, and so I do, and he's not. He's going to be okay.
He is. Oh, thank goodness. I've really been worried about it.
Yeah, no, I feel totally he's going to be okay.
Oh, super.
You
Terry,
should see
thank
that
you
he improves
so
within a couple weeks, all right?
All right. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazan Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazan, a celebrity astrologer and psychic. And if you don't have your free natal birth chart, please go to my website and get your chart so you can be aware where your planets are, what degrees they are at. And if you have a planet or a house cusp at 27 degrees Sagittarius, the galactic center, the black hole of our universe. And if you go, I put a special page on my website called Mayan Prophecies, and I put a picture of the black hole up there. And it's many times larger than our sun, so it's quite interesting. And we have another caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
And what is your date of birth?
2/2/68.
Okay. And well, give me your thoughts on the Mayan Prophecy 2012.
I'm a little nervous.
You're nervous? Everybody's a little nervous about it, but nobody's selling their houses and going to Bali yet, right?
Right, that's right.
Well,
yeah.
You know, they always come up with, you know, a lot of strange things, like the Earth is going to tip on and turn over and do a flip-flop, and we're all going to, like, I don't know, fall off the Earth or something?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the most extreme prediction that I heard. But do you have anything at 27 degrees Sagittarius?
You know what? I can't tell. No, I don't have anything in the Sagittarius house.
Have
at
you
all.
Gotten your prenatal chart yet?
I have. You know what? It doesn't look right. But my chart, it's under Stacy. But my chart, I don't know why it shows me as Capricorn rising, but I'm really a Scorpio rising.
Okay. Okay, 2/12, because you didn't give us your. Were you born in Atlanta?
I was born in Athens. Uh-huh.
Athens, okay. What time were you born?
1 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock in the morning. And so it says here that you, on my chart that I have, Stacey, it says you're a Scorpio rising.
Yes, Scorpio. Yeah, well, good. It came up right.
Yeah,
the
no,
one
it
I got.
Came up right here.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. No, I got it. It's here. It says 5 degrees Scorpio rising. You have your Neptune at 26 degrees Scorpio, so that's parallel the galactic center. Your Uranus is at 28 degrees Virgo. That's squaring the galactic center. Your moon is at 24. So I'm searching here for something that your Mercury is at 0 degrees Pisces, but that we could, if we put it back a degree, it would be 29 Aquarius. So the galactic center is running through your second house of morals and self-values.
Great.
Ah, aha.
What does
oh,
that mean?
So what will you do and what won't you do?
No, I'll behave.
You'll be good? Okay, so this is a good time. At least until 2012 is over. So I'm seeing here that with the moon in Pisces, you are a very spiritual person, aren't you?
That I am?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. That you have a good deal of strong intuitive psychic abilities. Your Mercury's in Pisces also.
Yeah.
Your Aquarius sun and that Uranus in Virgo, you're a bit of a rebellious person.
Yes.
You know? And you're in the midst of it right now, okay? So
okay.
Things could be getting a little tense with you. Are you feeling the tenseness around you?
Definitely.
Yeah, because Saturn right now is in Virgo, as you know, it's on your Jupiter. And then, of course, when Pluto goes back to 28 degrees, it's going to be squaring with your Uranus. Is that a job change, a relationship change? What is it?
Oh, I hope not.
What is it in your life that's giving you the heebie-jeebies?
I guess I can't think anything particular. My husband's been sick, but that's about it.
Oh, your husband's been sick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe you can't go out and do all kinds of fun stuff, and you feel maybe a little bit stuck to the house?
We were. We're free now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so then you got to get to the bottom of the internal agitation.
Oh, okay. Wait, I do know.
It just came to you. All right. What is it?
Family.
What?
It's my family. Not my nuclear family, but my extended family. Yeah.
Oh, so what's going on there?
Issues with my parents. They're just not friendly. I guess is the best way to say it. So.
You know what? If you go to my monthly forecast, and I'm not finished writing them yet, I did touch on that because the sign of Virgo, and you've got a lot of planets in the sign of Virgo,
yes,
takes on too much responsibility for other people.
Okay.
Okay? And then what happens is that the other people start thinking they're more important than you.
More important than me?
Yeah, if you're giving too much of your time, do you understand?
Okay, yeah.
Because in the month of June, we're going to start seeing that our time is very important. You know, whether we're wasting time, losing time in traffic, time, it's going to be about time, all right?
Okay.
So you say that your extended family is not cooperative or sort of mean. So are you giving them that power?
I'm trying not to. I live about 2,000 miles away, but I was just told yesterday they're coming to see me in June.
They're what? They're coming to see you again?
Oh, yeah. They informed me they were coming.
Yeah, and you know what? And I feel like, you know,
around
what? It's not going to be any better. You
Pardon
know,
me?
Their visit isn't going to be any better.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
So, you know, at some point, and probably within the next year, you probably are going to stand up to them.
Yeah, I've been doing that, yeah.
Yeah, so you can expect, you know, more of you standing up to them, okay?
Okay?
And it's not easy for you because you're not confrontational, you know?
No, I'm a peacemaker.
Yeah, so that is a very, this is the challenge for you over the next 2 years with those Virgo planets. You know, your time is valuable, and you can't waste it on people who are wasting your time or taking your time.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, nothing about my career?
Well, you've got Jupiter in your 10th house of career, and Saturn's there right now. You know, typically when Saturn's transiting the 10th house, we work, and things can be so busy around us at our job that nobody notices, all right? So
mm-hmm.
You're not going to get that pat on the back that you're doing a great job, Stacy, until probably, I would say, August and September. That's when you're going to get 10 degrees. It goes into your 11th house. That's when you really start reaping all the benefits of all the hard work that you've done so far. So I would say you probably have, you know, some sort of office change, promotion, some sort of change coming.
Excellent. That's good news. Thanks for the good news, too.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Stacy. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazan Talks Astrology. Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Nazan. I'm the person who's writing all that stuff on the Internet. And I know you probably think, gosh, she's so detail-oriented. You know, and so when I'm thinking about astrology, something in me just makes me pick it apart, makes me analyze it, like, incredibly so. And I think that that's the way it should be done, because you can't just look at a couple planets and say, this, and this, because as an astrologer, you have to have a responsibility to the people who are reading what you put out. And 10,000 people coming to my website per day, I would feel responsible to not mislead them, which brings me to the other point of the Mayan prophecy of 2012. It specifically says that there's going to be an end to this delusion and deception of egotistical megalomaniacs putting their anger and their problems on us. And so I thought about that, and I said, if I'm writing my horoscopes, I don't want to be putting my fears or my anger on into my horoscopes. So I try to be extremely logical when I write my horoscopes, and so if that comes through, then I've done my job. Our lines are open, and we have time to take a few more calls. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. And it's a great time to get your free natal birth chart at www.terrynazon.com to see what you have at that great galactic center. I won't tell you what Arch Crawford said about my chart, you know, because he is sort of like the whole conspiracy thing. But he's a wonderful astrologer, and I love him to death. We're here every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific time. And each and every week I try to bring something exciting and wonderful to the table for us to discuss. And this month, in the month of June, we're going to start the month with the Mercury retrograde in the sign of Gemini. And, of course, you know that's going to bring your computer problems, your telephone problems, your car problems. So hopefully, if you do have one of those problems, don't take your car to get repaired on a Mercury retrograde. Wait until after the 20th if you possibly can. And we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hey, Terry. How are you? It's Brenda.
Who?
Brenda, can you hear me?
Brenda, hi.
Hi. I don't know. My phone is acting up a little bit, so I don't know if you can hear me.
What's your date of birth?
Okay. No, I just wanted to talk to you about the 2012. Actually, my family and I was raised in Guatemala.
Wonderful. So tell us.
Yeah. So, I mean, I only been there until I was, 16 years old. But, you know, I learned a lot about them and their predictions and their ruins and everything else.
Yeah.
They're very accurate. They had predicted the astronauts long before they were even in the moon.
Yeah.
And they have in their ruins, pictures, so, you know, the printings of computers.
Wow. Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. So they have all the pictures in the ruins of the predictions that they made. They chiseled them in stone.
Right. And their civilization, you know, they disappeared because they used to do a lot of, the bloody sacrifices and all that. So they got a lot of diseases and they disappeared because of those diseases.
But, you know, and I read something that, you know what, that was the one thing that they got wrong is that... In some of their information that they were getting, it said, sacrifice your heart. And I guess they took it literally.
I know, right? They were...
They didn't realize maybe it was something spiritual.
they told them, throw yourself out the window and they'll do it, right?
right, sacrifice yourself, sacrifice your heart was the message that they got, and they actually took it to mean cut your heart out and kill yourself,
There were two bloody, actually, they're very, military, very combative, and, a lot of, the descendants, because, 85% of the population in Guatemala, they're indigenous, they're Indians, and they're mixed of, different, even though they're Mayan descendants, they don't speak, they all don't speak the same language, so you got, like 200 dialects.
So, Brenda, have you been to the ruins?
No. There's different sites, and the ones that, the big ones are the ones that are close to Mexico. It's called Petén.
Uh-huh.
And, no, I haven't been to those, but I've been to the other ones closer to the Caribbean part.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
I read a lot about them.
Coming up to 2012, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of excitement brewing, and I'm sure that there's going to be masses of people wanting to spend December 21st. If they got to leave the Earth, they might as well leave it from there.
I know. But you know what? I think it's, maybe it is something like you say that, you're supposed to do sacrifices with your heart. They took it literally, and they're, maybe it's not something physical that is going to happen. Maybe something more spiritual
level. Right,
right.
And so that's why, exactly. And so...
But I think...
That's why people say, okay, well, they sacrifice your heart and sacrifice yourself. We would take that as meaning something totally different than what they took it literally.
Right. Exactly.
So that's why, a lot of people say, okay, well, it's probably not the end of the universe, but it's a transition to a more spiritual, enlightened period, actually called the New Age of Light.
Right. And, the globalization of all the countries, before it was like, oh, this country and this other country and people live in this country. Now you have a mix of people of different nationalities in each country.
One unity.
And that's been going on for, you know, for I would say we're starting to see it now within probably the last 2 years or so. But it's been going on for like 10, 15 years, and we hadn't noticed until now it's like that it's starting to boom
out. Exactly. It just doesn't happen on a day. It culminates to the day. So, like I said, it's just an encouragement for everybody to just be the best divine person that they can be, to give something to the universe, to sacrifice yourself and sacrifice your heart.
Exactly.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
Yeah, but they have, you know, they have a lot of, they wrote a lot of books and they translated into Spanish, though. I don't know if they've done it into English yet.
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah, very interesting, and they even, they're the ones who invented the zero, so they were based, a lot of the things, so it was based on all astrological, you know,
It's amazing about astrology that you have a Mayan culture, you had an Asian culture, you had a Babylonian culture, and yet they all came up with systems of astrology.
Right.
And they all came up with the same predictions. Isn't that amazing?
Well, yes, and you know what, they were saying something, like they didn't, people didn't, you know, we don't know how they planted all these big stones and, you know, they didn't have the machinery to, you know, transfer, like, you know,
right,
the equipment to transfer, like, this big stones and make a pyramid. So they were saying that maybe they got all their, you know, their tricks and what they learned from the Egyptians.
Well, it's very possible because they would... definitely took these solstices very, very seriously. So I think that in the very least, on June 20th, we should start with the summer solstice and take it very seriously and line ourselves up to get some of that good cosmic energy.
Right.
All right?
And you know, yes. And
our time is up, Brenda.
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling so much and sharing all that with us.
No, I you guys are very busy, but it's the phones are being, you know, busy and busy. I've been trying for days to get through you.
Thank you, darling.
But anyways, thank you. Take care, okay?
You too. And you are listening to Terry Nagon Talks Astrology, and that's about all the time we have this evening. Definitely, you know, get your natal birth chart at www.terrynagon.com. If you'd like a private consultation with me, just you can go to my website or you can call 1-888-334-7785. I'm available to do private consultations. I understand that people don't always like to call in on a live radio show. And we're going to be signing off. Keep reading my website, www.terrynazan.com, and enjoy your solar weather. Thank you.